Hello, it's the morning after. It's bright and early on Tuesday morning. Hope you are well, wherever in the world you are. It's John Gibbons hosting this morning, and I'm delighted to be joined by Phil Blundell and Chloe Bloxham to talk about last night's games and to look ahead to a couple in the Premier League tonight as well. I've just had a brief check before we went on that everyone is happy to skip past Brighton 0, Newcastle 0. Phil, you sat through it.
Yeah, there's literally nothing to offer. Newcastle went for a 0-0. Newcastle went for a 0-0 when there's basically, it was the 37th game of the season, and I don't get it. Go and try and win. Go and try and have some fun. Try and win a game. Try and score a goal. Andy Carroll should have scored later on, but it just nothing happened. And just try and win the game of football, lads. Just have a go. Have a bit of fun.
Yeah, it seems to be against everything that Newcastle believe in, no matter what the fans would kind of like to see. But it's another point for both of them, and you know, if they're counting, then they can count one more, so fair play. I didn't watch that game, I watched Sheffield United Everton, and Everton won. And they're a bit of a funny team, Everton, Chloe. They've been a bit up and down, and it often does happen, doesn't it, when you do a managerial change partway through the season. You know, he's had no real time to work with the squad. It's obviously not his squad either. And so, you know, it happened in Klopp's first season. It happened in pretty much anyone's season. You think of when the manager does change, you know, you'll see, you know, evidence of improvements 1 week and then back to the same old rubbish the next. But this was a decent away win.
Yeah, I think the second half was most definitely better than the first half. I think after the game, I actually read a kind of a stat, and it said basically that, you know, Carlo Ancelotti's never came anything out of the top six,
Yeah. And
now the best Everton can get is 11th. So, good luck to Carlo for, you know, however many years he's there, to try and consistently get in that top six. So, you know, that is the only time he's never been in the top six. Don't see it happening, but good luck to him.